Welcome. You have tuned in to WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. This program is live. My name is Linda Sims, and the name of my program is A Voice of a People. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device. WWGH, cell phone, iPhones, laptops, computers. Once you get the app, you will always have the opportunity to take advantage of the many programs that we offer here at WWGH. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's hydraulic hose specialist. Chappie has taken a move from North Main Street to North Main Street, but it's further down the street. The address is 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce market every second Saturday of every month from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. Address 582 Lee Street. Place is Logos Christian Ministries. No appointment or pre-registration required. Just simply show up, give your name and number of people in your family. So they just had that last Saturday, September the 8th, so you have to wait till next month, October, if you missed it. They really have nice and fresh produce. If you don't need it, maybe you know of someone who does need it. Spread the word. That way, you know, a lot of things won't go to waste. They have people there to take advantage of it. You always hear people complaining about there's no one to help. And then when there are people to help, we get picky about where we want to go to receive help. So I just wanted to put a shout out for Logos Christian Ministries. We also have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. That number is 740-262-0939, and they are located in LaRue, Ohio. I have a thought for you today. Every single thing that has happened in your life is preparing you for a moment that is yet to come. And don't we all have questions? Why did this happen to me? And why did I have to lose so much? And why has there been so much pain in my life? Or, you know, and it may not have been painful, but just different experiences in situations that we find ourselves in sometimes. And we always want to ask the question why. None of us really have the answer, but we still want to know, why did this happen? Why did it happen the way did it happen? Why did it happen when it happened? And why did it have to happen to me? And according to this quote I'm giving you today from the desk of Linda, it is preparing you for a moment that is yet to come. Experiences in our life, it helps build our character. I know sometimes you'd be like, but does it have to hurt so bad? Well, it depends on the character that you need developed in your life. And I'm one of many, I'm sure, have asked the question why. But if I have to look back, I can understand some things that I've had to suffer in my life and that has brought me to where I am today and made me the woman that I am today. So don't be discouraged, but be encouraged and always have your head up, your heart up, and your hands up. That's saying, I may be knocked down, but I haven't been knocked out. Keep it real. Okay? All right. Thank you for listening. I am here waiting on my guest. Who was just sending me a, no. Let me take care of this for a moment. Well, I hope she makes it. Looks like she has the time wrong. I know I had her down for one time, and hopefully she can make it. If not, put your seatbelt on. Like they say, I'm going solo today, so hopefully she can make it. But if not, you know, we will do what we can do. Do what we can do. I really don't want to talk politics, but I hear that our former President Obama has come out of silence to help push the campaigns for those who are running for the House and the Senate. And I don't think he's being received very well, but we're not surprised about that anyway. We know over the years, many presidents who have been seated have come out to help others campaign. And this is a very special campaign that is going forth for this November, because there's a lot at stake. And not only that, we have an imbalance of power, and we need to have a balance of power. We need both parties to be represented. That's the way it always has been, and that's the way it should be. You know, one power should not have absolute power. No one should. Not when you are in such a diverse country and you deal with all types of people. We're all human beings, but you know what I'm trying to say. So, we hope things go well and people be nice to one another as we get ready for this election coming up in November. I also hope to have, in the near future, some politicians who may be on the ballot. Yes, Tara Dyer, who is running for County Commissioner, Marion County Commissioner. We will be having her on here soon for you to listen to and maybe find out a little bit more about Tara. Maybe you will vote. And that's the most important part, that you vote, that your voice be heard. And don't sit down, because this election is just as important as the presidential election. So we still need to have our voices heard. But I will also be having some commentators as far as politically speaking for this upcoming election in November. Let me also do this one for 1 second. Do you have a problem overthinking things and situations? They say that overthinking kills a dream. Overthinking can ruin a relationship. What is your opinion about overthinking? If you would like to have any comments or questions about this subject, please call 740-383-9944. And I am going to pull up 8 ways to stop overthinking. Are you one of those people? Well, I think I am one of those people. I'm an I analyze everything. Why, I don't know. But I'd be trying to figure out why and when and what was the intent behind certain things that have been said or done toward me or against me or for me. But they say overthinking is not really a good thing. So what is overthinking? How do you know when you've overthought a situation or a problem or a circumstance? How do you know? If a problem is fixable, if a situation is such that you can do something about it, then there is no need to worry. If it's not fixable, then there is no help in worrying. They say if you're going to worry, don't pray. Right? Some of us pray and still worry. So, I don't know. Like I said, I'm one of those people. I think sometimes too much. So, newsflash. If you have a tendency to overthink things, you're simply being human. Well, that's good news, isn't it? Yes, it is. Thinking things through can be a great thing, of course, but being an overthinker can result in stagnation. That means you find it hard to move forward and to go on because you're always worried about what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. Maybe I got the wrong message. Maybe if I go too far, I may get hurt. And things may not be just what I need them to be in my life. And that's all because you've thought about it too long. Okay? It keeps fading out on me, but we'll see what I can come up, how long I can hold this captive. Okay. Frustration. You get frustrated because it makes you feel like, wow, I can't get anywhere. Why can't I learn how to accept the way things are and just take a chance in life? We take chances every day, don't we? Just step out and we never know what the day is going to hold, but we're out there. When you get up in the morning, it's a chance. When you step out of bed, there's a chance. You're taking chances all the time. We get in our car and we drive. We're taking chances. We don't know if we're going to have an accident or not, but we get up and go about these things. But when it comes to certain situations and circumstances in your life, you do hesitate. And sometimes we hesitate too long, or we may be missing a great blessing that is just waiting on us to take that step to get into. How brave are you? Are you brave? Maybe we don't have the confidence that we need to step forward. Who's got my back if this doesn't work out? And you know, you always can't trust another people. And you're like, oh, I'm just out here by myself. What's going to happen to me? So sometimes we can be terrified of what we don't know about, where we haven't been, what we haven't seen. And sometimes, you know, I can just step out there. You know, I don't have anyone always to go with sometimes, but, you know, I had to learn to go by myself. And my daughter said, Mom, you're really out there. Some places you go, I couldn't go by myself. But if I have to wait on somebody to go with me, then I won't be going, right? Okay. Let me see. Now my sight has closed up on me, so just hold on one second here. You know, some things they don't want you to talk about, so they fix it so that you can't get into them, you know, because you may want to make copies of it and things like that. Okay. So we will go ahead and talk about overthinking. It can also take you from positive thinking into negative thinking, patterns that can wreak havoc in our lives. We might worry about our past mistakes or current stresses and how these could lead to negative outcomes in the future. We might obsess about our overanalyze regular experiences and interactions, reading into them things that aren't actually there. we might find that as soon as one bad thing happens, we associate it with all the other bad things that have happened in our lives and begin to feel miserable. Yeah, because all those old memories come up. Well, last time I tried that, this happened. It didn't work. You know, I got hurt or I hurt somebody else and I really don't want to do that again. So we find ourselves thinking that way. We might feel anxious in the present, having a hard time getting out of our own heads as we worry and obsess about the things that could go wrong. If you find yourself in this place frequently, you are what psychologists call a ruminator or an overthinker, and this way of thinking can be harmful to your health. Well, isn't that an eye-opener? Psychologists have found that overthinking can be detrimental to human performance and can lead to anxiety and depression, especially in women, who are much more likely than men to ruminate on stress and disappointments than men. Well, you know, sometimes women have more on their plate than men. Women are the nurturers. They are the homemaker. The man may go buy the home and put the woman in the home, but the woman is the one who keeps up the home, makes sure everything is flows without hindrance or without trouble. Or that's what we do. We are the ones who set everything in order, right? The man goes to work, makes his paycheck, come home, cook. You know, usually the woman cooks, feeds the family, make sure the laundry's done, make sure the house is clean. If she works, then she goes out to work and she still has to come home and make sure these things are ready, you know. And sometimes I don't think it's fair what they lay up on the woman. Yeah, because why can't we be in this together and work together? Not only as men and woman or husband and wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, but what about your children? They should have errands to do and things around the house to do, which helps out the woman. And helping out the woman helps out everyone else in the household. As a psychologist and recovering overthinker myself, I have a lot of compassion for people who end up in these spiraling negative thought patterns. Many other thinkers are lovely. Many overthinkers are lovely, intelligent, nurturing people who value relationships and care deeply for the people in their lives. But unfortunately, they often push away the very people that they are worrying about or seeking support and reassurance from because they can become obsessive, anxious, depressed, negative, and difficult to be around. This is not a switch in the brain that can be easily flipped on or off, but rather a pattern from which it requires dedication and work to recover. Based on research in psychology and my personal experiences, here is my advice for how to stop overthinking and find peace in the present moment. Number one, are you ready? I was saying, put on your seatbelts, lock and load. Here we go. Accept that you have a problem with overthinking. Well, after reading some of these things, I'm sure a lot of us fall into this category. The first step to healing is acknowledging that you have a problem. If you feel like you can't get out of your own head and overthinking is stopping you from living a happy life, making decisions, getting things done, or forming meaningful relationships, then you have a problem. If you find yourself spiraling into negativity and depression when a bad thing happens, you have a problem. If your anxiety about the future is stopping you from enjoying the present, you have a problem. Burying your head in the sand or denying this reality will only make the situation worse. If you are not sure if you have a problem, ask your friends and loved ones to be honest with you because they are usually the ones who will see it even if you cannot. Is that ouch for some of us who are maybe falling into that category. You might not be there, but you could be close or on your way there, okay? Number two, forgive yourself. Our brains are hardwired this way. Once you can admit that you are an overthinker, forgive yourself, because the brain is actually wired to make overthinking a natural tendency. So I guess it's not unnatural. It is natural, right, to be an overthinker. But I guess you got to know when to stop. I guess you have to know when it's keeping you from having a productive life or relationship with others. Okay. According to psychologists, the leading expert in this field, the organization of our brains set us up for overthinking because our thoughts and memories are intrinsically woven together, not compartmentalized. So when stressors are triggered or you get into a bad mood, it can unlock a cascade erasing negative thoughts that have nothing to do with the original trigger for the bad mood. Here's an example. When poor job performance causes you to think about your aunt who died last year. Furthermore, when something bad happens or someone is feeling negative, they are more likely to think negative things and also see connections that may actually exist between all the bad events that have happened in our lives. The more frequently this happens, the more likely the individual is to engage in this overthinking pattern in the future. While the brain might be wired to make these associations, once you become aware, you can begin to solve the problem. Number three, are you ready? Breathe more. Inhale. Exhale out slowly. Inhale. Exhale. Slowly. If our brains are wired in this interconnected spider web, where one bad event can trigger a tidal wave of negative thought associations, how can we break this pattern? The first and easiest thing you can do is breathe. Inhale. Exhale slowly. Inhale deep. Exhale slowly. Breathing will relax you, calm you, connect you to the present moment, and ground you to Mother Earth. It sounds so simple, but often when our mind starts to race to bad places, we become manic and frantic, when what we need to do is relax the body and the mind. The breathing technique that works involves lying down and taking a 2-second long deep inhalation in through the nose, followed by a 4-second long exhalation out through the mouth. This breathing pattern increases the CO2, oxygen, in the bloodstream. I think that's what CO2 means. It might not. Which can relax the body and calm the adrenal system's response to the obsessive thoughts. Do this for 10 minutes or until the excessive thinking slows down. Number four, talk less. So many overthinkers, especially those of us or the female persuasion, can't help but want to talk it out. See what I'm saying? They always put things on us. But you know, we need to have an understanding. That's why we want to talk so much, because we may have gotten the message wrong, or maybe you said something, but you're not acting like what you put out there. So then we have to come and ask you again. Are you sure? I mean, what do you mean? What does this mean? Okay. They like to put things on us, but we like to have an understanding. It says, so many overthinkers, especially those of us of the female persuasion, can't help but want to talk it out when we are feeling stressed and worried. While talking about the worries can sometimes help It usually will make things worse, especially if the person you are talking to is also an overthinker and you spend the entire time overanalyzing and dissecting every detail of every negative problem in your lives. You might end up working yourself up into a frenzy of negativity and feeling even more upset after the conversation. This type of co-rumination, where two ruminators get together to overthink about their lives together, can lead both people deeper into negativity and stress. For example, research has uncovered an association between co-rumination amongst female friends and increases in the stress hormone, cortisol. If you really feel the need to express your issues, you can always write them down to clear them out of your mind and realize that your concerns might sound silly when you read them back to yourself. This type of free association journaling has been incredibly beneficial for me. Number 5, are you following along with me with these pointers? Things to help us out, since they want to blame it all on the female. Okay, we'll take it. We're not afraid to say that we need help. Matter of fact, I like to get help, especially if I think I need it. We all should be that way. What should you do instead of talking? Well, you already know to breathe to calm the body and mind. But sometimes you just want to let the energy out. In this case, it can be incredibly beneficial to do something physical. Whether it is going for a brisk walk, playing with a pet, or children doing yoga, playing sports, swimming, or running. Activities that are both mentally and physically engrossing are the best because they require enough absorption to pull you out of obsessive thinking patterns and into a state of flow. Wow, that's something. We were really getting into it, weren't we? Overthinking. But I'll have to take this up another time. My guest is here. So thank you for lending your ear. I'm trying to figure out what mic she's on. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good, good. I'm sorry we may have gotten that a little mixed up because it's Monday. I do the second hour, the 5 to 6.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So then that means I'm only going to be on here for 5 minutes. A commercial time.
15.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, we're not done to 5.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Cheryl Lee is here. I told everyone yesterday you would be here as my guest. But, you know, things happen. She can always come back again.
Thanks, Linda. I appreciate that.
Of course. How are you doing, Cheryl Lee?
I'm doing great. I just text my sister on the way in here. Uh-huh. I left her a voice message and I said, you know, apples to apples, oranges to oranges, bananas to bananas, my family's fruitier than yours. Because I think sometimes it's like, what else can come?
Oh,
right?
Please don't say that. Don't say that. That's like a curse you're putting on yourself.
Well, I was thanking God. CEF is starting up in October, and we have been really received very well in the schools.
Well, that's great.
But Satan is behind the scenes, always trying to bog us down, always. And even though I think my family is crazy at times, they're still my family, and
yes.
I still love them. And they're not bad. It's not a bad family. It's just it keeps you on your toes and mm-hmm. keeps you chasing your tail, I think, more than anything. But we are starting back in the schools in October.
Yes.
Thank you very much for having me here. And
of
I am
course.
Sorry about the mix-up because...
Don't worry about it. We'll do it again.
I was in the office trying to finish up some things. Actually, I was trying to get my email working to do computer invoicing.
Right.
Computers are wonderful when they work. But thank God, God works all the time for us, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
We may get bogged down with daily concerns or daily cares or work or whatever, but we always know he's got our back.
Yes.
And
I was just sharing with the audience, listening audience, about 8 ways to stop overthinking.
Oh, there you go. Does that fall right in there?
Yes.
Hey, we'll have to talk about that in 15 minutes.
Yes, yes. So let people know who you are and what you do.
Okay. My name is Cheryl Lee, mm-hmm. and I am a business owner here in Marion County. My husband and I have developed over the years Inspect Ohio, your one-call inspection company. Mm-hmm. Our secondary business is Ohio Basement Pros, LLC, because we were in homes that need to have TLC in the basement, especially during the time of selling. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to do that. We could stabilize basement walls and dry them up and you know, take care of mold and, mm-hmm. and do mold testing, all that good stuff for potential homeowners.
Right.
So that's busy. That's what I was talking about when I'm saying I was trying to get things done in the
right.
office. I'm a grandmother.
Okay.
And a great-grandma. All you know,
right.
I have 9 little ones and one on the way as
oh,
far as
wow.
grandchildren.
Okay.
And then I have 2 great-grandchildren. So, you know, that keeps us busy, right?
Right.
In fact, right.
right
now I'm babysitting my 18-year-old who just had gallbladder removed yesterday, and she needs 48-hour supervision.
Right.
And her mom has to work and stuff like that, so she's here at our house. And when I told her I was going to be running in here, she's like this look of, oh no, you know, but I said, you're doing fine. Just,
right.
you know, relax, lay back down. Grandpa will be home shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's under control. And then of course, my love for the Lord, really led me into wanting to get my children
mm-hmm.
anchored into the Word when they were preschoolers through a child's program called Awana.
Right.
And in order for me to be disciplined enough to get them there to the church weekly, I volunteered. And that's how I got into children's ministry.
Okay.
And then how I got into Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEF, which is what we're here to talk about, the good news clubs that
right.
are starting back up on the campuses of the schools throughout Marion County in October, the first week of October, by parent permission. There are registration forms going out this week and next week, and it's by parent permission.
Right.
I got involved in CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, because I was looking for answers to help the Awana program,
mm-hmm.
because each year children get unruly. Or more so.
Yes.
And I was hoping to find some ways of connecting with them and drawing them back in
yes.
to the excitement of what the Bible has for them. Well, because I took that training, the next thing I know, I'm a lead teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's fine and dandy.
Right.
Because they need helping hands. We needed it then, almost, well, 8 years ago. And we need it now.
That's true.
We need it now.
True.
So anybody who's listening, whether you're young or old, if you love the Lord and you're saying that everything is going crazy around you, well, this is an opportunity for you to step up and one child at a time, one child, one nation at a time, we can go ahead and share the love of God with these children and build
That's
the
true.
Kingdom, build the kingdom and build their character.
Yes.
You know, our lessons are biblical, but they're character building.
Yes.
And these kids take them back into the classrooms
mm-hmm.
and children see they're different. Their
mm-hmm.
teachers see they're different and they respond accordingly. And it's really neat to see.
It is. It is neat to see because it reassures us that there is power.
Mm-hmm. In the
what
Word.
We're doing in
yes.
the Word of God. Yes.
That's right.
And that is the only thing that can change us anyway.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, the little ones, adults right now are very confused. And you can hear that on the news, you know, and you can see how they're twisting fundamental science and biology, you know, is being twisted and torn apart and just for to tickle. The Bible says in the end times, they'll tickle their ears
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because they want to hear what they want to hear.
Right.
But unfortunately, having them hear what they want to hear is not always the best. Just like a parent, your child is, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Or
mm-hmm.
can I watch it now? Can I watch it now? Can I play it now? Can
right.
I play it now? You know, and finally, they wear you down to the point where you're saying, go. Well, you know, God says no. Mm-hmm. You know, I love you. I love you. And these are the guidelines I give for your health,
right?
For your mental health, for your physical health, mm-hmm. for your spiritual health.
Yes.
For your character, for you to grow in character and be a person of integrity and to be responsible and be respectful and to be just joyful,
yes.
and loving and kind and to have self-control, mm-hmm. so that you can pass those things on to your child and your child's child,
yes.
you know. So God isn't satisfied to just stay in one place.
Oh, no.
No, he's always moving.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants us to move accordingly, you know,
yes,
and
absolutely.
To be that salt and light. And it's just, it's a neat program. And the kids respond very well. The schools have responded very well. Mm-hmm. The parents have responded very well. And we're allowed to be in these schools because of a decision that the Supreme Court made in 2001.
Right.
And so when people are questioning, is that legal? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. We have got a decision by the Supreme Court of the United
right.
States of America, mm-hmm. and we are able to freely go into these schools. The children are freely able to come with parent permission.
Yes.
And we are freely able to say, Jesus.
Yes.
Our
yes.
Lord and Savior.
Yes.
So what do we do at a Good News Club? Well, it's kind of like taking a high-powered Sunday school class after school to the children.
Right.
And they learn a Bible lesson, and they learn, and they'll have music, you know, biblical songs, a memory verse. Then we try to fit in a missionary story, which is always uplifting.
Oh, yes.
And we try to also fit in review time, a review game. I say fit in because we only have an hour, maybe to hour and 15 minutes.
That's true.
And
that's
just
true.
Depending on the personality of the club,
mm-hmm.
and how many helping hands we have, really allows the club to flow.
Yes. Yes,
you know.
Yes.
So again, I cannot emphasize helping hands enough. If you are a retired person, man or woman, mm-hmm. and you would like to help, please call 740-262-0939.
Right.
And get your pencil ready, and I'll say that a little bit later. And but if you're a teen and
right.
you're wanting to have some civic credits, we can work that out for you. You know, you can put it on your college application.
True.
And so, again, you just simply call myself, Cheryl Lee, or here at the station, Linda, and my number is 740-262-0939.
Yes, and the number here is 740-383-9944 or 740, which is my personal cell number, 361-1162.
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
That's exactly right. And you know, CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, the Good News Club is dealing with the elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
But CEF also has a wonderful JYC program, which is Jesus Youth Connection.
Right.
And the that's for middle school. So it's more of a youth group type of format.
Yes.
So we are currently in Grant on Wednesdays. So, and Linda is the lead teacher there, which is real dynamic.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a potential of almost 1,000 children at that school.
Yes, it is.
And so that potential is huge. But there again, it's a very, it's such a hard time, a difficult time for kids. Because they're growing up, they're no longer a little kid, and they're no longer the big kids.
Right.
But their hormones are going crazy, and they've got all these questions, and they've got the boy thing and the girl thing going on and stuff. And so please pray. Please pray for our schools. Pray
yes.
over our schools. Pray for our leadership, our mm-hmm. teachers who are in these schools. Pray for the children that God's preparing for these to come to our clubs and for their families. Because, like we said, God's word is not stagnant.
No, it's not.
It doesn't stay still. It moves. And all we are willing to share God's word and then let God's spirit roll it and shake it.
Right.
You know, and move it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's so true. And I was, as you were talking, 2009 is when I started. And you started then too, right? So we're looking at God is still, he still has his hand on this program.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how we feel about how many children attend, he still has his hand on this program. So in you reaching out, asking those who are listening, prayer warriors, to pray for the school
mm-hmm.
and the hearts of the children and the hearts of some parents, you know, and even the school officials, the teachers and the principals, we need all that going on because, like you said, we're in confusion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And if the parents and the adults are confused, what can we expect from the young people?
And God is not a God of confusion.
No, he is not.
So you know the adversary is having a heyday right
yes,
now.
Yes.
And he is just laughing about how much fun he's having.
Mm.
But we want to stifle him.
Yes.
We know Christ Jesus won the victory.
Yes,
we have the victory assured.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to help win the battles along the way.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's scary to think we're in confusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the adults, the children. I mean,
it's no fun.
Wow.
It's no fun. Even
no, it's
for,
not even funny.
It's not fun for us who
no.
know the Lord to see our families in confusion. You know, to see the hardening of their ears and their hearts
mm-hmm.
and the blinding of their eyes. It's not fun
no,
to see our coworkers in the state of confusion.
Right.
You know, and you just keep going on and on. It is just not fun.
Mm-hmm.
And God loves them. And he is knocking on their door. And he's using people like ourselves and you, the listener. He's using you to bring his children
clarity,
back.
Yes,
and you're right, some clarity, because the word says to stand firm.
Yes.
Do we stand firm in a brutal way? Absolutely not, because
no.
our God is the God of love.
Yes, he is.
But the truth is not always kind. Not
yeah.
when someone wants to hear something else.
True.
And so, you know, you just have to really pray when you're talking to somebody or a group of somebodies and say, Lord, go before me.
Mm-hmm.
Go before me,
mm-hmm.
be my words, be my voice.
Yes.
Today, our church is asking for the congregation to do Advent devotions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm always a day late and a dollar short.
And don't feel bad.
And they put it out that, you know, this is, you guys wanting to know when was the last date, and this is it.
Mm-hmm.
So today I got up and I'm doing devotions, and Mary, did you know, that song was going through my head. Mary, did you know? And from that on, I went into a devotion.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Linda, just on the way here, I was thanking God. I'm like, God, that was spirit-led.
Mm-hmm.
Because even then, I wrote the devotion.
Right.
I thought I understood it. But he was even taking me deeper into
right.
it.
Wow.
And showing me something different that was so much deeper. I'm like, Lord, now I know it was spirit-led,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm saying thank you for it. And that's the way our classes are for the children. We have a teacher's guide, and yes, the club personality has influence on it. The leader's personality has influence on it.
Oh, yeah.
But God is always going before us.
Yes.
And we teach the same club. Or the same lesson from club to club.
Right.
But God knows what our clubs need.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what each one of those children need to hear.
Yes.
And he knows how we need to deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I have two clubs I teach. I teach at Elgin and I teach at McKinley. And sometimes when I borrow a leader from one club to the other, I'm like, you'd never think that I'm teaching the same lesson, do you? Or would you, you know? Because it can change so differently. It's neat. It's just trusting the Lord and doing, you know, doing what he wants.
Because he'll bring something out that he didn't last time. He never stops. It's ongoing. It's
mm-hmm.
just ongoing. And you're
mm-hmm.
like, well, I didn't say this last time, but here it is. It's still the truth, right? And it's
mm-hmm.
still spirit-led, you know?
And again, too, the little ones. when they ask their questions, mm-hmm. you know, because something has caught their ear.
Right.
And they don't understand. Maybe they've gone to VBS or maybe they would go to Sunday school class. And so they're now starting to try to put the pieces together.
Right, right.
And so that's always fun, too.
Right. Okay. Well, we're down to 30 seconds.
Oh, my. My name is Cheryl Lee. I would ask you to help us. You can help us by helping hands or financially. We always need all financial help. Number 740-262-0939. Or you can go on to our website, which is www.cefonline.com. www.cefonline.com. And you can make a gift. A donation, or you might want to be a monthly supporter for us. Whatever God lays on your heart is what we're asking. We want you to be obedient. We want you to love the children of the community, and we thank you so much for listening.
Well, thank you, Cheryl, for coming, even though it was a short time, and thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of...
Well, wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or
go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, or and Rosa Parks. And who else?
Won't they airbrush them before they put them on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping out a bill and there's a ugly face looking at you?
Now, wait a second. Wait a second, Charlie.
Well, I think it's about time that a woman gets on some...
Yeah, if they put somebody good-looking on there.
Oh, dear.
Somebody that is famous. Somebody
they have to be dead. What do you make of Trump, Charlie? You didn't jump in and did the wife thing there, but...
He's an egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about him?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down for that.
We can't put him down.
Because we don't know how much he owes.
He would not have a chance, I'm sorry, at an office. I really, now he's got a lot of money that
money.
He can put behind him. But how many people would vote for him? I don't think very many.
WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. The Talking Place. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM.